From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Shrimp is the nation's most popular seafood. Each of us eats about 4.5 pounds of it a year on average. But it's not American shrimp. 90% of what we eat is raised in ponds and shipped here from places like Thailand, China, Ecuador, and Vietnam. American shrimpers say this cheap imported shrimp is squeezing them out of the industry. As NPR's John Burnett reports, in Louisiana, the nation's biggest shrimp producer, they're trying some new marketing ideas to keep shrimpers afloat.
It's hard times for shrimpers. Pete Garica, wearing white rubber boots and a shirt that says, "Oysters light up your love life," stands on his dock overlooking Bayou Sauvage. Brown pelicans dive for mullet. Behind him sits his FEMA trailer where he's lived for the last 2.5 years. Katrina destroyed his house, his shrimp shack, and 3 of his 4 shrimp boats. And he's not alone.
A lot of people just ain't gonna make it back. I mean, here we are 2 years and 4 or 5 months, whatever it is, after the storm. And I could take you down to Irish Bay right now and show you 7 boats that ain't got motors in them. Guys can't afford to repower them. Not that they don't want to go out and work, you know, as fish shrimpers like they were, but they just ain't got the funds to put back into it.
Louisiana shrimpers are getting hit simultaneously with record-high diesel fuel, soaring production costs. Some have boat repairs from Katrina, but mostly imported shrimp have driven down market prices. 3 years ago, U.S. seafood interests persuaded Congress to slap tariffs on the invasion of foreign shrimp, but it didn't work. Imports have continued to grow. Now the industry is trying to market wild domestic shrimp as a specialty product that people will pay more for, about 25% more, just like they do for organic broccoli or fair trade coffee. Pete Garica has been a leading voice to buy local shrimp.
We think that Louisiana has something that's unique, and our fishermen deserve a break. So what we're trying to do is to make it that we have a product that anyone, they know they're getting guaranteed wild-caught Louisiana shrimp.
Everyone in the industry has gotten on board the new marketing campaign, from shrimpers to chefs to processors.
What about the redfish? We got enough redfish for the week?
Across town, in a refrigerated processing room near the New Orleans airport, we find Harlan Pierce, the husky, no-nonsense owner of Harlan's Louisiana Fish.
All right, Galatoire, you got his order?
One tactic of the domestic shrimp industry is to ride the wave of consumer anxiety over food safety, including imported seafood. The British public interest watchdog Environmental Justice Foundation has criticized high-density Asian shrimp farms for their use of antibiotics, pesticides, and other chemicals to increase productivity. Harlan Pierce is also chairman of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board.
Trust me, we've got people that out there that are worried about food safety, that are worried about what they're buying overseas with the antibiotics and everything else that's going on, whether they do or they don't overseas.
But at the same time, right now, with the food safety issues, you're hyping this. Yes. I mean, we don't know that people have gotten sick in this country over, you know, tainted shrimp from Vietnam.
I'm not trying to elevate that concern. The consumer's doing that for us. Every day you open the paper, you read about food safety, whether it's meat, seafood, or whatever.
This story of an American food industry fighting imports sounds familiar. So I called up Adam Davidson, who covers this all the time, as the international business reporter for NPR. Hi, Adam.
Hey, John.
So what do you think of what the shrimp industry down here in Louisiana is trying to do?
It does sound really familiar to me. It reminds me of stories I've heard about the U.S. catfish producers fighting Chinese catfish, or American beef ranches fighting imports of Latin American beef, or the sugar beet farmers and sugarcane farmers fighting off imported sugar. And I think what they all have in common, which is exactly what you've described with the Louisiana shrimpers, they try import tariffs first. That usually doesn't work. So then they try this safety argument. They say American-made food is safer. But that's a hard argument to make. Most food, including most imported food, is pretty safe.
And so what happens when they try to appeal to patriotism and stamp on made in the USA?
It usually doesn't work either. People like to say that they would buy products made in the USA, but when you actually go to the stores, very few people will pay more for a product just because it was made in the USA.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, John.
What Louisiana shrimpers do have going for them, what sets them apart from the other imported food battles, is taste. Torrey McPhail is executive chef of New Orleans' famed Commander's Palace restaurant. He's also a non-paid spokesman for American Wild Shrimp.
I just find that the imported stuff doesn't taste like a whole lot of anything. You know, you can definitely look at it and you can feel it in your mouth, but it just doesn't have that great fresh seafood flavor, that salty richness that you expect from local seafood.
McPhail is standing in the giant kitchen of Commander's Palace, full of stainless steel tables and busy chefs in white uniforms. He throws a handful of pearly Gulf prawns into a sauté skillet and stirs in butter, salt, and cracked pepper, hot sauce, butter, chopped garlic, Creole spices, more butter.
These shrimp are still plump and juicy. They're sweet, and as you taste the contrasting sauce that is spicy with the rosemary and the fresh beer and the lemon, I mean, it's just such a great combination. Everybody comes down to New Orleans and says, man, the food tastes so good. Well, you know, seasoning is definitely one thing, but you got to start with the main ingredient, and that's a fresh-produced local product.
Will Gulf seafood always be available? According to state figures, since Hurricane Katrina, Louisiana's shrimp fleet has fallen by half.
My big worry is that you'll have so many people get out of this industry that you won't have fresh seafood anymore.
Rather than get out of the business, Kim Chauvin's family has gotten smart. Other shrimpers come in after 2 weeks on the water, sell their jumbo shrimp to a buyer at the dock for $1.65 a pound, get their check, and go home. The Chauvins avoid the middleman and sell direct to the public for $4 a pound.
Retail shrimp is the shrimp that we make money off of. I'll have people drive up over here and they'll want like 9-12s, 9 to 12 shrimp per pound. People come straight over here for it because they want it off the boat.
She sells her family's Mariah Jade brand shrimp at farmers markets and on the internet and makes local deliveries. Today she's dropping off 200 pounds of shrimp for Kurt Thibodeau in the town of Houma.
What are you doing, girl?
So y'all been busy?
We have not stopped since daybreak this morning.
For Thibodeau, who owns Jeep Seafood, talking about imported shrimp in South Louisiana is like talking about Toyotas in Detroit or Korean steel in Pittsburgh.
That's a taboo in my business, imported shrimp, because I know what our local shrimps do for our people down here. And we just can't let it be in a dying business.
There are hopeful signs for the domestic shrimp industry. Walmart and Target already sell a product called Certified Wild American Shrimp. Whether Louisiana can carve out a high-end niche for its own shrimp remains to be seen. One shrimper stressed, "We're not trying to be greedy. We just want to survive." John Burnett, NPR News, New Orleans.